taking you for a little drive on Ocean Drive. 7:30 on a Tuesday, the 28th of February, 2023, and coming to you from out of the blue, it's Radio Life and Style, your local station. And hey, speaking of family, there's a special event mentioned earlier in the show today. It's coming to Bolito, live tomorrow. And if the names Rob Parsons and Catherine Hill mean anything to you, then you'll know you're in for something seriously cool. Basically, what we're dealing with here is Rob and Catherine, both international speakers, seriously renowned and prolific authors in their own right, are doing a three-city tour, Cape Town, Durban, Pretoria, and bringing a message to South Africa. What every parent has to know, bringing up kids in a changing world. And to dive into it and to give you a little preview, a little taste of what you can experience in Bolito tomorrow at Freedom House Church, I've got both Rob and Catherine on the line with me right now, I believe, two for the price of one. Rob and Catherine, are you there? Can you hear me?
We are here, and we can hear you well. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, morning. Coming through loud and clear. Great to connect with both of you. And I believe you've touched down, you're on home soil, and you're on the North Coast at the moment. Is that right?
We certainly are, and really looking forward to it.
Brilliant. Now, just by way of introduction, Catherine, you are the UK Director of Care for the Family. You speak and write widely on family issues. The author of several books, including your latest book, A Mind of Their Own, Building Your Child's Emotional Well-Being in a Post-Pandemic World. I believe you're also a former family lawyer, and you draw on that personal and professional knowledge in your writing and your talks. And alongside Rob, who is teaming up with you for this tour, Rob, an international speaker, best-selling author in his own right, founder and chairman of Care for the Family, a charity which aims to strengthen family life and help those hurting because of family difficulties. Both of you based in the UK, but you're no strangers to South Africa. Is that right, Rob?
Yes. I've been coming to South Africa, Mike, now for about 15 years, and mainly running parenting seminars. I think sometimes it's tough to be a parent today. We're not sure exactly how we're doing. We're not sure which battles to fight with our kids. If we got teenagers, they might be driving us crazy, just grunting at us. And what we come is with a message of hope, I think, for parents. And very often we see people wipe away a tear and a sigh of relief. I'm not the worst mum or dad in the world. But often we just laugh together. They're incredible events. I love doing them.
Magic. And look, you're well qualified. See, Rob, according to the information I've got, you're married to Diane. You have two adult children and five grandchildren. Catherine, you're married to Richard. You've got four children and five grandchildren. So both of you well qualified to talk about parenting. But Catherine, tell me, this particular talk that we'll be experiencing in Bolito tomorrow is entitled What Every Parent Has to Know, Bringing Up Kids in a Changing World. What can parents expect to take away from this chat tomorrow?
Well, Mike, we're going to cover lots of the everyday things that parents ask us about. So things like how to show our children love, how to fight those battles, where to lay down the line, boundaries, discipline, that kind of thing. But then some really specific content that links into the fact that they're growing up in a world that's so different from the world that many of us grew up in. So how to navigate the digital age, and really core to this is how to really encourage them to grow up with a healthy emotional well-being. And it's really simple things in the everyday ups and downs of family life that parents can take away. So they'll have some action points, things they can take away to do right from, you know, to tomorrow night onwards, and some fun video clips they're going to see. They can just relax and sit back and enjoy it.
Awesome stuff. So no matter where you are in your parenting journey, whether you've got three perfect little angels or whether you've got a couple of teenagers that are causing you to pull your hair out, there's going to be something that you'll be able to take away and something actionable that you'll be able to implement into your parenting approach, right?
You know, Mike, we say to people, if you have got three perfect angels, and we actually mention that, we advise you not to have a fourth. Because probably, although you think you're a great parent, you just got lucky. The truth is, we've spoken to a million people around the world in many cultures. And if you have more than one child, you will almost certainly have one who is compliant but one who gets up every day determined to drive you crazy. And we'll talk about handling that testing child.
Setting boundaries, showing unconditional love, navigating the digital world, and preparing your kids for the outside world in this crazy, connected, digital 21st century that we find ourselves in. As I imagine, you've been doing this for years, and the message and the strategy have the core values and the core foundations of the message changed over the years, over time, or is it essentially, are the basics still golden?
The basics are still golden. It's the same principles. It's about love. It's about boundaries. It's about the fact, we talk about the fact that we're not bringing up children and we're not bringing up teenagers. Our goal is to bring up adults who can stand on their own two feet long term, who have good character. And so that remains the same. But the way that we have to do that, because of all the pressures on our young people today, that is what's changed.
And you know, Mike, it's not easy because every parent wants their child to do as well as they can. They want them to succeed academically. If possible, they want them to win the school races. That's fine. At the same time we have to do that, we have to let them know that actually they are loved and accepted unconditionally, because that will give them a firm foundation. So keeping that balance is quite a task. And you know, it's very important that mums and dads are together in this. Don't let the kids play them off one against another. So we talk about those kind of issues.
And lots for single parents as well, those are bringing up children on their own. And even we've had grandparents come to the ones in Cape Town that we've been doing last week, grandparents and some teachers as well, who came along and said they'd taken away some really good stuff that's going to help them.
Hey, Mike, in Cape Town, one mother's told us she cried in the 10-minute introduction because she felt so relieved she wasn't the worst mother on the face of the earth.
I think there's going to be a few tears in Belito as well when you chat tomorrow. And at its core, yeah, we're talking about family and parenting as a sort of cornerstone of family. I believe your tour to South Africa is under the banner of a focus on the family, Africa, who have been bringing you to our shores for this latest tour. And for those that are keen to get themselves a ticket to hear what you have to say and to see you live and in person at Freedom House Church next to Burndale in Umhlali tomorrow, Wednesday the 1st of March at 7 p.m. The event is kicking off. Tickets are just R50 per person. They can either be purchased at the door or online right now at safamily.co.za. You can also find them on quicket.co.za. And as far as the order of events, it's about an hour and a half seminar, am I right?
It's about 2 hours, Mike, yeah.
2 hours.
But with a break in the middle. But people tell us it flies by.
Well, look, I'm sure they'd keep you longer if they could. The information is seriously relevant. It's seriously useful. And in these changing times that we're living in, I think there's a real need, a real hunger for this kind of message. And you're getting it from two of the greats. I mean, Rob and Catherine collectively have written over 40 books on family life, internationally renowned, serious names in this space. And we're really honored to have you on our shores and to be having you in our little town of Belito tomorrow for this really intimate and special event, What Every Parent Has to Know. I'm a recent parent. I'm only sort of not quite 2 years into the journey, so I'm already bumping up against some interesting stuff. I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be taking notes and setting the roadmap for the year ahead. And I'm really looking forward to meeting both of you in person. Any last words from your side, Rob and Catherine?
Well, Mike, first of all, we're really looking forward to meeting you personally. But you have a little one.
Yeah.
Give them whatever time you can, because the days are long, but the years are short. They will be grown and gone, wow, before you know it.
And one thing that we end with, we often say there's no one way to be a perfect parent, but there are hundreds of ways to be a great parent. And that's what we're going to be sharing with people. That's what people, mums and dads, are going to go away with tomorrow night.
Wow, I feel better already, I got to say, just in the, the 5 minutes that we've been speaking. So I'm really excited for tomorrow. Thank you so much for your time, both of you. Rob Parsons, Catherine Hill in South Africa, in Ballito tomorrow. Make sure that you don't miss that one, and get online to safamily.co.za or quickets.co.za. Grab yourself a ticket or grab yours at the door tomorrow at Freedom House Church, Ballito. And Rob and Catherine, we'll see you tomorrow. Wishing you a terrific Tuesday in the meantime.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Look forward to that, Mike. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Bringing you back to the music, here's Gabrielle. 20 minutes to go before we get to your 8 o'clock news on a Tuesday, the 28th of February. It's your local station, Radio Life and Style. Oh.